Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that we're able to share this time together. Well, the Lord's had me in a teaching mode lately, and I'm going to share on today's broadcast the topic or the message of being fruitful. And I'd like to read a passage found in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 17 through 20. These are the words of Jesus, and he said, "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." So fruit bearing is very important. But have you ever understood or known what Scripture has to say about what does it mean? What does it consist of being fruitful? Well, in this teaching, I'm going to go quickly through what the Scripture does say. And if you're into taking notes, you may choose to do that. In Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 33, again, Jesus said, "Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit." And then we see in Romans, the 7th chapter, verse 4, Paul says, "Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God." Praise the Lord. So let's look at some scriptural illustration of fruit. First of all, there's the doctrines of Christ. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 3, The beloved said, "As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit," or his doctrine, if you will, "was sweet to my taste." Secondly, being fruitful refers to being a soul winner, souls converted to Christ. I'll share a couple scriptures with you. Psalm 72 and 16. "There shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth." And then a New Testament example found in John, the 4th chapter. These are the words of Jesus, verses 35 through 36. "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." Another example of being fruitful are the effects of repentance. Let's look at Matthew, the 3rd chapter, and we're going to be reading verses 7 through 10. "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them," this is referring to John the Baptist, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." A very sober and serious warning there. What's another scriptural example of fruit-bearing? Well, the effect of industry. Proverbs, the 31st chapter, verse 16, referring to the godly woman, she considereth a field and buyeth it, with the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. Also verse 31 says, give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Another example of good fruit-bearing is found in the godly example we set by our lives. Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. The Living Bible declares of that verse, godly men are growing a tree that bears life-giving fruit, and all who win souls are wise. And then, of course, being fruitful is illustrative of good works. Hebrews 12 and 11 says, now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Philippians 4, 16 through 17 declares, for even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, Paul was saying, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. He was praising them and saying that what they were doing was good fruit that was abounding to their account, being stored as treasure in heaven. Another example of being fruitful is found in a holy conversation, or by not just the words, but a conversation referred scripturally to our whole lifestyle, if you would. Proverbs 12 and 14 says, a man shall be satisfied with the good, with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. Again, in Proverbs 18 and 20, the word tells us a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Praise God. Now, there's still yet more, if that's not enough to get you stirred and excited. Another example of being fruitful is the simple but profound and beautiful expression of praise. Hebrews 13 and 15 declares, by him, by Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then, of course, our ability to bear fruit is the works of the Spirit. God does this so we can be fruitful when we stand before the Lord and not be ashamed of what we've done in our lives, that we haven't redeemed the time, that we've been idle and careless in our walk. Galatians 5, 22 to 23 says, but the fruit, note it's singular, and this is, it's describing how Jesus is, it describes his character. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Praise God. And then by contrast, he goes on in verse 19 to give the contrast. Those works which oppose the fruit of the Spirit. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Again, a very stern and unequivocal warning. Now, what does it mean, emulations? We don't hear that word much today, but it's an ambition or endeavor to equal or excel others. It's kind of related to envy, and that can be demonstrated as an achievement, ambitious or envious rivalry. Now, beloved, we can emulate one another. We can, if you will, provoke one another. We can try to outdo one another in only one area. And Hebrews 10:24 tells us how. You might definitely want to write this down if you've got a pen and pencil and paper. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. That's where we can try to outdo one another. Let's consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Praise God. And also, we know that the fruit we store and add up in heaven to our account is illustrative, if you will, illustrates the reward of the saints. Isaiah 3:10 says, "Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him." And finally, godly wisdom found in James the 3rd chapter, verse 17 through 18. "But the wisdom that is from above," this is godly wisdom, beloved, "is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." And then in closing, the final beautiful passage found in John the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 8, Jesus said, "I am the vine, the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now are you clean through the word which I have spoken. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." Praise God. Verse 8, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples." Well, I know I went through that quickly, but praise God, there are some examples of how you and I can be fruitful in our lives. Well, I thank you for joining me, and I praise God for the privilege that we have of coming into your homes every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, and also being available worldwide on the internet at unveilchrist.org. Thank you so much for joining me. I do covet your prayers and ask that you would stay faithful, remain faithful to God, and know that I pray for you daily. If you would share any specific needs, the announcer will give you that contact information. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.